And we're holding on bays on with bays, seven lines from the bottom. We started learning yesterday, so we learned about the fact that korbanos have to be shechted and the other avodas is done lishma, and if not, then with most korbanos, we said the korban is kosher, just the owner is not yotze with it, and then we had the Pesach and the katas, our posel, all together if they're done for lishma, and we had several other opinions of tanoim of what other kinds of korbanos will be posel in that case. So we said that Rava, so we said Ravina had said to Rav Papa, it's too bad that you weren't with us last night, because Rava gave a drosha where he pointed out a nice question, a nice stira between two dinim, and he showed how we can reconcile them. The question was that in our case, the korbanos, it sounds like only if it's shalom l'shma is it possible, or the owner is not yotze or whatever, as opposed to if it's just stoma, if he just doesn't have anything particular in mind when he does it, based on what it is, then it's fine. On the other hand, by a get, we find not so. A get has to be written l'shema isha, l'shema isha, etc. And the answer, so Rava's answer was that, was that the difference is a woman is not usually by default going to get divorced. Mashenken, a korban by default is going to be brought for whatever it was meant to be brought as to begin with. So now we were discussing the point how indeed, so we have two parts of Rava's statement. Number one, that by kodshim, if it's summer, then it's still kosher. And number two, that by gittin, if it's summer, then it's fossil. So yesterday the Gemara had dealt with, how Rava proves that, that in fact that a korban that's shechted or the other avodas are done summer is in fact kosher. So now let's deal with the other part of it. The Gemara says, "V'gabe get to some apostle manola." Where does Rava know the second half of his contradiction that he pointed out? That by a get, if you were to write it sam, then it would be possible. So ilayma mehalditznan. You're going to say that Rava is getting it from the following Mishnah in Gittin. The Mishnah says, "Hoya over vashuk, a person is walking in the street." The Shama Sofrim Makrim, he hears Sofrim reading. Sofrim also means teachers reading to their Talmidim, dictating to their Talmidim, and the Talmidim write. And then they write Ish Pliny, Gerush Pliny, Makam Pliny. He's dictating to them. He's teaching them how a get should be written, and they're each copying what he says. So he says that that Pliny divorced Plinius from such and such a place. The Omar, and the person says to himself, Zeshmi, that's my name, Zeshim Ishti, and that's my wife's name. So let me go get one of these Talmidim's sample Gittin that they wrote, and I'll use that. No good possible the Garish boy. It's possible to use such a thing for Gavishin. So then you would say that means, well, the Talmidim were having in mind Stoma. They didn't have in mind him and his wife particularly, but they didn't have in mind anybody else either. They were just writing whatever their teacher dictated to them. So wouldn't that show that, in fact, that a get that's written summer is possible? And the answer is no. Joma kidded a papa. No, because actually you could understand that. So you could understand that statement the way a papa explains it. Because he explains, the omra papa, hocha besofrim hasuim le slamedaskinem. Because what we're talking about, when we say over here, shamakil sofrim, we don't mean actually that it's a teacher teaching his students. Well, what we do. We mean, in other words, that he's teaching them not just the dinim, but he's teaching them how to write a get. So it comes out that this get was not that any of these sample gittin that they're writing are not written at all for the sake of Christus, for cutting off the relationship for gerushin. So you could say that's why you can't afterwards take it and use it for a get. That doesn't mean that if it was written l'shem gerushin and just written stoma without having anybody in particular in mind, that it should be possible. Not necessarily can be proved from that. So the Gemara says, fine, so you can't prove from that. Elameha. So rather, we're going to say that Rava can prove it from another Mishnah. So you have a series of Mishnayos over there, one after the other, in the Sefer Gittin that deal with various cases where a get is written and there's a flaw in the Lashmoy or Lashmoy. So the Mishnah continues, Yeser Arkein, even more than that, Tosav Begarishas Ishtoi, a man has a get written, intending to actually divorce his wife with it. The Nimlach, then he changes his mind and decides not to go through with it after all. Motzei Ben Iroi, another person from his town finds him, meets up with him. But on the line, he says, you and I have the same name, and my wife has the same name as your wife, and we also come from the same city, and the name of the city that they're from is also mentioned in the get. So why don't you give me that? You don't want to use that get anymore for your wife, so give it to me and let me use it for mine. Not possible to garish, bro. The Mishnah says it's possible to use it for gavishin. So again, shouldn't we be able to prove from that that it means that a get that's written summer is possible, that it has to be written for the particular woman that it's going to be used for? Tosfos says, wait a minute, what are you talking about over here? How is that sound? That's, it was written l'shem a certain woman, and now you want to use it for a different woman. So Tosfos says that, listen, the fact that Nimlach changed his mind means to begin with that he may have had in mind when he wrote it to begin with, in case I decide that I don't want to use it after all, that I want it, I'm also having in mind that it should be available for anybody else who shares my name and my wife's names. That's Tosfos. Shittim Kubetis brings from a different collection of Tosfos called Tosfos Tuch. Another point as well, which is that
since
right away this other guy finds him and right away says, you know, we have the same name, that means, in other words, it must be that this other person is just randomly meeting him on the street and saying, hey, you wrote a get, I'm going to use it for my wife, must be, Joseph's talk says, there must have been some kind of argument between them already, so therefore the first guy, when Reuven Goldstein wrote the get having in mind, and now later on Reuven Silverstein meets up with him, must be, it's very likely, Reuven Goldstein to begin with thought to himself, you know, I know Reuven Silverstein, I know him, he and his wife are not getting along so well, so why don't I write the get, and I'll have in mind, not just for myself, but in case I don't want to use it, then he'll end up using it as well.
I see.
So it can in fact be considered. So it can in fact be taken to be saying that in fact there is a degree of summer in here, and yet we're saying it's possible. So wouldn't that prove Robert's point that even summer is possible? And the answer is Doma Shiny Hossam. It's not really the same thing, because over there you could say the intikler l'shem gedushin dahi. The fact is, to begin with, it was designated specifically, intikler means pulled away, as in like you have this get. You could argue maybe it was written for all the Reuvens and Rachels in the world, but right now when it was written, the fact is, he did have in mind, Reuven Goldstein did have it written, having in mind him and his wife. So therefore, you could say, now you can't change it afterwards, even though, fine, as Tosfos is saying, maybe that he himself had in mind it can be used for somebody else, and as Shittim Kubetzis is saying, maybe even he had this other particular person in mind, but the fact is, he wrote this get to begin with, having himself and his wife in mind, and therefore, you could argue, then we can't now change it to somebody else. That doesn't necessarily mean that if it was to begin with written without anybody specific in mind, that it shouldn't work. So still no proof for Robert Zinn. Okay, so the Gemara says, fine, Elameha. Rather, let's try to prove it from another case, the Mishnah says over there. Yes, it okay, and going even further, yes, l'shtein noshem sheshmesein shavas. Suppose that our Reuven over here has two wives who have the same name. Kosov l'garish is a gdola. He writes a get, having in mind to divorce his older wife of that name. Lo yigarish for esakana. Now he can't use that same get to write, to divorce his wife of the same name who was younger. At this point, the Gemara is thinking that it still could be considered summer. The fact is, it actually says, after all, it is the same man. In the previous case, it's a different man and a different woman. At least here, it's the same man, just two different wives. So maybe you can prove from there that even summer is possible. But again, the Gemara says, Duma Shiny Hossam, still, it's different, could be different over there. To intikler the Shen Gerush and Dahi. Because the fact is, there it was designated for the gedushin of that particular woman, of Rachel Senior, and now he can't use it for Rachel Junior. That doesn't prove, again, where it was not written having in mind any particular Rachel, neither Junior or Senior, that it shouldn't work, not necessarily can you prove. So still no proof yet for Robert Din, which was the basis of what he had pointed out, the seeming contradiction, that here we're saying that a korban can be offered stoma, and it's kosher, whereas a get written stoma is possible, so we're still trying to prove that. So, the Gemara says, Elameha, so fine, let's take the next case in Gittin. Yes, it okay, and the Mishnah continues even more, yet a bigger chiddush. Omer Lavler, suppose that the man says to the sofer, Ksoiv, you write the get. I don't know yet which of my two wives, Rachel, do I plan to divorce with it. You just write it. And later on, I'll decide afterwards which one of my Rachels I want to use it to divorce with. Possible Garish, but then still it's possible to be Megarish with, which should mean then that shows that if it was written Stoma, because that seems to be exactly a case of Stoma, he just writes it having in mind no particular Rachel, and we're still saying that it's possible. And the answer is still not necessarily. Because you could say, there it's a matter of there's no brera. You have throughout Shas, you have many times where the concept of brera comes up, where you're saying that you're going to decide later on, and you want that decision to be retroactive to now. So not necessarily. So in things that are...
I'm coming in the middle. Wasn't Chavi Gan Tishael? I understand.
So it started like...
only smart.
Okay. So it started like this. Robin had pointed out a contradiction, where an on Mishnah was saying if a korban was offered shaloi l'shma, then it's that in some cases it's outright there korban. In some cases, it's outright possible. In some cases, it's partial, but the owner is not yours.
And I get.
But the point is, that's where he... So he specifically, for example, this was supposed to be an Ola, and instead he said or thought that it's going to be a Shlomim. So then we're saying no good. Mashen can know if it was supposed to be an Ola, and he shechted it not having an Ola in mind, but not having anything in mind. Just, I have a Korban over here, let me shecht it, whatever it is supposed to be is what it's going to be. The implication of our mission is that it's caution. Now, by a get, though, we're saying it's not like that. By a get, we're saying if he were to write a get written for Reuven and Rachel, but not have a particular Reuven and a particular Rachel in mind, then it's possible. So Rava had pointed out, why is that? What's the logic? And the answer, so Rava's answer had been, because a korban, once it's brought, we assume that whatever it was supposed to be brought for is what it's going to be brought for, as opposed to a korban is stoma meant to be brought. A woman is not stoma meant to be divorced. But now the Gemara is dealing with the underlying question, how does Rava know these two facts? How does he know that by a korban, stoma is kosher, that the Gemara dealt with?
But isn't it by again, because of kosher law and finished?
Well, that's what we're trying to find. But by a korban also, the Gemara is going to end up saying that the Gemara is going to eventually explain that we learn from Sukkim, we learn from a ribui and a pasuk that a korban has to be brought l'shma. Yeah, the Gemara is going to start dealing on Dalet Amud Aleph, how we know Taka that a korban has to be l'shma. So, yeah. So the same kind of concept that has to be l'shma, yeah. So the problem is that here you're going to try to deal with the matter of brera. You're going to say that I'm going to write it now. Later on, I'm going to decide. That's it's machlokas in a number of places in Shas whether brera works. The maskana, as we say, it works in things that are bonan, but not things that are daraisa. Get, of course, is daraisa. So therefore, we can't do that. It has to be that it's known to begin with who it's going to be for among the possible people. But still, that doesn't mean that you couldn't write a get not having anybody in mind and decide afterwards. Maybe you could. Elameha. Rather, we're going to say Rava gets his din from the following. Another din in connection with the halachas of gittin. Hakosef toifse gittin. A person is writing the toifes of a get. He's writing forms for a get. Keep in mind, you look at a get, you look at all the, at any shtar like that, you have a lot of boilerplate. You have a lot of lushan in it that's the same from one get to another, from one ksuba to another, etc. All that kind of thing is called the toifes. Then you have the particulars that are specific to a particular get. This one was written on this date, and for this husband and this wife, and in this city, etc. So those parts are called the toref. So now you have, a sofer may want to have a bunch of blank forms of gittin, which then when it comes, when customers come to him and want a get, he doesn't have to first sit and write a whole get, but all he has to do is fill in the blanks. So the Mishnah says, he has to leave a space to write the man's name, because he can't write that in advance, or Mekoma Isha, the space where he's going to write the wife's name, or Mekoma Edim, he has to leave the space where the Edim are going to sign, because he can't have them signed in advance. Goes for Tzionim on the side over here, points out what he means. Of course he has to leave space for the Edim. How else? And they can't very well sign on something that doesn't exist yet. So there's actually the Mishnah in Gittin actually doesn't have those words. There was a suggestion from one of the Mephoroshim, maybe the word over here is not supposed to be Edim, but rather Ha'orim, the cities, the cities. Get is what has to happen at the name of the city where the husband and wife live, or where the get is taking place. So that has to be left blank. Or Mekoymas Zman, and also the space for the date. So all of those are the Torah, and all of those have to be written l'shma. This man, strictly speaking, the Mishnah tells us, the Gemara tells us, in Gittin maybe it's not Daraisa, but whatever, let's not get into that right now. Anyway, the Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel, and Rabbi Yehuda explains in the name of Shmuel, there's another part that has to be left blank as well. You also have to leave blank the space in the get, which has the gufreshul get, the central formula of the get, which is the words hareyat mocheres l'chol adam. So, and so the point is, in other words, that has to be written l'shma. So we see clearly from that that even though what would the sofer be doing is writing a get, not having anybody in mind, because his whole point is he's writing a blank get and intending to use it for whichever customer comes next. And nevertheless, we're saying it's no good unless he leaves all these things, including hareyat mocheres l'chol adam blank. And therefore, we see that that a get that's written shma is possible. Tosfos points out that you have two different opinions, famously in Gittin, about edim esira kauti or edim chesima kauti. What is it that makes the essence? What is it that makes the get kosher? The fact that edim signed it, or the fact that edim watched it being given over. So we're talking about over here. This demonstrates that we're saying edim esira kauti, and therefore it's not just enough that the edim signed. They actually have to see it being given over, and therefore it has to be that part was written. They have to see that part was written lishma. Okay. Fine. So that explains then how Rava knew his two facts. Now then he pointed out a seeming contradiction between them, and he answered that the difference is that a korban is stoma meant to be brought for whatever it was supposed to be brought for, as opposed to a woman is not stoma meant to be divorced. As zvachim b'stam l'shman oimdim was his expression, that zvachim are b'stam, they're meant to be l'shma. So in other words, if you didn't have anything in mind, by default we assume whatever the korban was supposed to be is what it is, whereas an isha is bestoma, lav legerush and emedus, a woman is not by default meant to be divorced. Okay. Now the Gemara continues. So now it all started with Rava had said to her papa, you know, it's too bad you weren't with us in the city of Beit Hermach last night because Rava pointed out an amazing contradiction between Mili Mal Yosef, great dinim, and he reconciled them. So now Ravina continues telling her papa, two Rami Milsachrit. Now Rava pointed out another contradiction between dinim and also found a way to reconcile it. Did Rabbi Yehuda in fact say in the name of Rav in connection with our Mishnah, chatas sheshocht l'shem oila psula, a chatas that was shechted having in mind that it's an oila would be outright possible. The Mishnah had said all the Tanurim agreed that a chatas is one of those kinds of korbanos that if it's shechted or any of the avodas are done shalom l'shma is completely possible. But Rabbi Yehuda had said shocht l'shem cholin ksheira, but if he took the same korban and shechted it thinking that it's a cholin animal, then it would be kosher. Alma, which we see from that, demina machriba. What only the same kind of min ruins it. Achatas and oila, all other kinds of korbanos, they're all the same min because they all are korbanos after all. So you're saying having the wrong kind of korban in mind makes it possible. But the lav min olay machriba, but something that's not of the same kind. Cholin is not at all the same kind of thing as kodshim, therefore it doesn't ruin it and therefore it doesn't harm anything. The problem with that, or a mini, we have a contradiction. Again, Rava pointed out from the dinim of Gittin. Kol ha-get she-nifta v'shaloi l'shem isha posel, any get that was written not having in mind a particular woman is posel, va-afilu l'shem evedes l'chavim nami posel. And it says over there that even if a person were to write a get having in mind a certain goita, then it would also be posel. Now, the goita is not the betoras Gittin b'kiddushin. She has nothing to do with Gittin at all. So therefore, so that should be the equivalent of cholin relative to kodshim. And yet we're saying that if he has in mind a goyish woman when he writes the get, then it would be possible. So how do we reconcile that? And the answer is Vashani. And Rava answered, the difference is like this. That get, when it comes to a get, dala vedes kechavim minei, so fine, let's take out the thought of the goyish. Let's say he didn't have her in mind. So who is he having in mind? Nobody. Havalei stoma. Then he's having nobody in mind. It's back to stoma. It was stoma possible. And we already established that a get that's written stoma is possible. Kodshim, but when it comes to kodshim, dal cholin minayu, subtract the thought of cholin, fine, what are you left with? Havalei stoma. So then the result is you have a korban that was shechted stam, or stoma kshedim, and we just said that kodshim are kosher if they're done stoma. So in other words, Rava's second stira and answer to it depends on the answer to the first one. Now that we established in his first one that based on the proofs that the Gemara had brought before that kodshim are kosher if they're shechted stoma, but a get is possible if it's written stoma. Now based on that, we can also apply this rule about a goita versus cholin. So the Gemara says, that was Rava's second stira and answer. The Rama Milti Achrit. Now Rava pointed out in that shear of his a third stira. Me Omer of Yehuda Omer Rav Shachta. So not really. Well, a third stira, but based on the same din that we just said. Me Omer of Yehuda Omer Rav Chatas Shachta L'Shem Oyla Psula Shachta L'Shem Cholin Kshera. Where again, if the animal was shechted, having in mind that it's a cholin, it would be kosher. So fine, we can re-answer how that doesn't contradict the matter of the get, because we said the difference is that there it depends on the matter of stomach. But let's take another point. Still, we're still saying alma demina machriba. Again, that amounts to saying that only something of the same kind wounds it. So I'm thinking that it's an oila instead of a chatas wounds it because they're both korbanos. But deloy mina le machriba. But if it's not of the same kind, then we're saying that it doesn't ruin it. Vahatanya, the problem with that is that we have a braisa in connection with the halachas of Tum of a town. Now we have we know that most kinds of kalim become tame if something touches them on the outside or the inside. It doesn't matter. On the other hand, they don't become tame if tuma is suspended inside them. Take, let's say, for example, a piece of a dead sheretz, put it on a string, hang it inside a wooden keli or a wooden keli or a metal keli or whatever, nothing happens. But if you did the same thing with a kli sheretz, it would become tame. On the other hand, if tuma touches the outside of a kli sheretz, nothing happens. I think there's a word on it from the Kotzker that says that Dalderach, like you have a person, is Odom Yisodim, or Offer Besoifel, or Offer. A person is like a Klicheres. What's important is his inside. What's important is not his Chitzonius, his Guf. So, in token of that, a Klicheres also, what's important is the inside, the Pnimius of him. Anyway, so now though, Braisa says, now the Pasuk describes, suppose, for example, that Tumah falls inside an oven. The Pasuk says that falls into Toichoi, inside the oven. Now we learn from that, from the fact that it says toichoi means veloy toich toichoi. We learn from that it wouldn't be if it was inside of the inside. Meaning, so if you have, let's say, so you have an oven made out of clay. Now you have another keli that's placed inside the oven, and the top edge of that keli is outside the oven. So now it itself, if it was completely inside the oven, then it itself would become, then depending what degree of tumah the oven is, the inside keli might become tumah as well. And Ava tumah is able to be matana kelim. But now this keli, the outside of it is not completely inside the oven. So now not only does it itself not become tomei, but if you have food or anything inside that keli, inside that inner keli, then they will remain tahor, because that would be toichoi. It would be inside what's the inside of the oven. And the post is implying that's fine. So again, if it was completely inside the oven, we'd call it toichai, but because it's not, then it's toichai, va'afilu klishetef matzil, and the din is that applies even if the inner keli is a klishetef. Klishetef means a keli that can be washed and become tahar, namely, in other words, wood or any other material except clay cheres. Rashi explains, the point is that the point is, if it was a kli cheres, there's less of a chiddush in it. A kli cheres, again, can't become tummy from the outside, so there's no chiddush that this inner kli cheres that's half inside the oven isn't going to become tummy, because anyway, the tumah is only contacting the outside of it. You have it in the airspace of an oven where there's a sheres, where the inside of the oven now is going to be an ava tumah, but it can't be matame, the udenware keli, from the outside. But the chiddush is even clay shetef, even wood or metal or what have you, which can become tummy from the outside. Nevertheless, in this case, they don't, that it saves it. So the point is that we see that even though it's not mine, even though it's not the same kind of material, nevertheless we see that even though it's a different kind of material, it still is able to serve as a chatzitza, and therefore it makes it now it's not toichai anymore. Well, by that logic, why shouldn't we say that a korban shechted, having in mind that it's cholin? Sure, it's loy mine, but so what? Wood is also loy mine of earthenware, and we're still saying that it blocks the tumah. This is according to Rashi. Tosfos discusses over here in some detail and explains another. So Rashi had said the chiddush again, the chiddush of a kli cheres is that it's the chiddush of clay shetef is even though they become tomei from the outside. Tosfos says that really the chiddush is more the fact precisely that it's not mina, and yet we say that it still blocks it. So if it blocks it, then why shouldn't it block it also by kodshim and shechting kodshim, having in mind that it's chulin, should in fact be possible. Vishani, and Rava answered, also cholim etzel kodshim k'mechitza etzel tamer. Because instead, don't compare it to a case of a keli placed inside a tamer, inside an oven. Compare it to a case of an oven itself that was divided with a mechitza, where it doesn't work. Cholim relative to kodshim is like a mechitza relative to an oven, which is like it doesn't belong there. If you take an oven and put a mechitza in the middle of it to split it into two areas, it's not effective, and tuma in one part of the oven is going to spread to the other side. The same way with chulin relative to kodshim, it's not going to be effective at all. But here, the not effective is the other way around. In the case of the oven, it means that it's going to become tame. In the case of the object that's the food that's inside the other half of the oven is going to become tame. When it comes to here, we're saying that it means that the korban will not in fact be possible. We'll completely ignore that. In both cases, we're ignoring. In our case, we're ignoring the fact that he had in mind it's full, and they were ignoring the fact that there's a machitza there. The tznan, as we learn in a mission, this is all these days in Shlosha Prokim of Rambam as well, is also covering this topic. Tanu shechatzotze v'nisorim obiyurias. If a person divided up an oven by putting in the middle boards or curtains, v'nimtza sheretz v'mokam achad, and you find a sheretz in one half of the oven, hakol tomei, everything is going to be tomei. Similarly, kaveres, if you have kaveres literally means a beehive, but in Gemara terminology, most of the time, it means a large basket, which they could use as a beehive. You can bring bees in there, and they'll start building their honeycombs and whatnot. So kaveres is basically a large straw or something basket. Now, if it's intact, then it's a keli, and we just said before that a keli inside an oven could be toichli. But in this case, if the kaveres is not shehi pchusa, if it's got a hole in it, so it's not a keli anymore. Ufkuka bakash, even though the hole is stuffed up with straw, that doesn't restore it to the status of a keli. Rashi explains. If now this broken kaveres is lowered down into the inside of an oven. Sheretz v'seicha. So now, if there's a sheretz inside that basket, atanu tomei, the oven will become tomei, and the basket will not prevent the tumor from going out and spreading out into the oven, because again, it's not a keli. Sheretz v'tanur, and the other way around, if the dead sheretz is in the oven, then vice versa, any food inside that broken basket is going to be tomei. So we say, in other words, because the same idea, because it's not a keli, then therefore all it is a mechitza, and a mechitza doesn't really belong in an oven, and therefore it's not, and therefore we ignore. But the Mishnah continues. Rebbe Eliezer Matar. Rebbe Eliezer says that actually in that case, in the case of the mechitza and in the case of the broken basket, he says the food on the other side from the sheretz or whatever would be tohu. Omer Rebbe Eliezer Kavachomer, and Rebbe Eliezer explains why am I saying that? Because I would make a Kavachomer. We find that a mechitza saves from tuma in the case of tumas mes, which is a much more stringent kind of tuma. Namely, exactly that kind of thing. If you have a mess in one half of the house and you have a mechitza from there to the other half, then the mechitza will prevent the tumas mes from going from one side to the other, as long as there's not an opening of a tefach inside that mechitza. So it saves even by the case of tumas mes, which is more stringent. Loitatsu because cheres akal, shouldn't it be effective by a kli cheres? We were talking about over here a tuma of sheretz, which is the keli itself is not even going to be metame other kalim, it's only going to be metame food and drink. So why shouldn't it work? Omri loy, the chachamim answered Rabbi Yehudana. Answered Rabbi Eliezer, loy, imichitza b'mesa chomer. You know why a mechitza will save by a mess, even though it's true, tumas mess is more stringent, shekin chaluka oihlin. Because people do usually divide up tents or buildings using mechitzas. So therefore, so now you put a mechitza over there, then you do really have a separate building. Rashi's girsa is slightly different. The word is the word then not shaken chaluka oilam, but shaken chokin oilam. It's a normal thing to divide up oilam with the mechitza.
Well, do you want us to move?
Yeah, because we have to move.
Yeah,
let's move.
Thank you so much.
So the Chacham answered Eliezer like this. When it comes to Tumas Nes is one thing. You're talking about Tumas Oihel. It's a normal thing for people to divide up buildings or rooms using a mechitza. Chalukah Oihelin is how we have it in front of us in the Gemara Rashi. Instead, we have the Girsa Shekin Chokin Oihelin. It's a normal thing to divide up, whatever. It amounts to the same thing, pretty much. People usually divide up rooms and buildings with mechitza, and therefore the area behind the mechitza can be considered a separate oil. Tassel, the klicheres akal, but how should it save when it comes to a klicheres, which is a much more lenient thing, and chaluk and boil, and people don't normally divide up klicheres using mechitzas. So therefore, so the mechitza can't really be considered to make it a separate toichoy. It's still all the same toichoy, and therefore the food on one side of the mechitza is going to become tamei from the sheretz on the other side. That's a coin to Rashi. Tosfos brings a different point that you also one point is another way of understanding it is that with Kli Cheres itself there's a difference between you have a Kli Cheres where the Kaveres over here you have one mechitza that makes a separation and an oven is not going to be a chatzitza, so even you're going to say a Kaveres even though it has mechitzas all around is going to be the same kind of thing. So at least you have to agree. In other words, in effect, they're telling them at least you have to agree with the case of a mechitza that's not going to divide. And once it doesn't, then it's not going to work by a kaveres. Anyway, the point is, so we see from all of this then that there can be a case where we ignore mechitza. It's not normal for it to be there. The same way, it's not normal for chulin to be relative to be there. Next to Kodshin, you have a korban being shechted in the Bis Mikdash, and somebody is going to have in mind, this is actually chulin, it's not a normal thing, and therefore we can ignore it, and that results in the din that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav had said, that we ignore it, and the loy minas, since it's not of the same kind, loy machri, but then it doesn't ruin it, and we're fine. Okay. So now let's continue analyzing this. So the Gemara says, "Latena l'rabbanon." Okay, well then that statement of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav works nicely according to the Chachamim that they say we ignore the mechitza in the case of the oven. Rabbi Eliezer ma'ikel meimer. How would Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav's statement work according to Rabbi Eliezer? According to him, you have to do pay attention to the mechitza. So then in that case, according to him, there's not a difference between minoy and she'enoy minoy. Well, the Gemara could have, of course, easily answered that the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer over there, but the Gemara would rather have that Rav's statement works according to everybody. The answer is Rabbi Eliezer kavachomer, comma, because Rabbi Eliezer is not saying a gzeres akosav or something. He's saying kavachomer. Usually he would agree that loy mino loy machrid, but when it comes to the mechitza, because he has his kavachomer from Tumas Nes, so therefore he's using that to derive the din. All right, the Gemara asks, Yehochi hosim nami le makavachomer. Nu, why can't he use the same kavachomer when it comes to Kodshim and Chulin as well, and say the same kind of thing, Kodshim Chalin, Kodshim Chulin like Koshikin, why can't he say, if one type of Kodshim can cause a different kind to become possible, having in mind this animal was supposed to be a Chavdas, and having in mind instead that it's an Ola makes it possible, Chulin like Koshikin, how much more so that Chulin should ruin it? Tosfos actually wonders then what's the logic. Until now we've been saying exactly that. Why all of a sudden is the Gemara entertaining the possibility that Rabbi Eliezer should do a kavachomer the other way around? And the answer is, Tosfos says, because you can have like this. There are cases where it's not mechalal, namely, where you didn't know. When we talk about this whole idea of shechting a korban or doing the other avodas shalor l'shma, we're talking about where he knew that it was supposed to be one kind and instead he does a different kind. But then you can have where he didn't know actually. He shechted a chatas. He genuinely thought that it was an oila. So that would actually be kosher. The Gemara later on calls this concept akira b'toos. It's called the uprooting and changing the name of it. B'toos is not considered an akira. But on the other hand, if he thought that it was chulin, then it would in fact be possible because he has to have in mind something of a korban. So then in that case, then Rabbi Eliezer could make a valid kavachomer based on that. So the answer is no. El time of the Rav. So rather, Rav's reason is not just based on a svara of his own. Rabbi Hodama Rav's statement is not just based on a svara of his own. It's actually based on a gzeres akosif, kirab alozer. Because he explains, like what Rabbi Lazar says, the Omer Rabbi Lazar, my time of the Rav, why indeed does Rav say that if a person shechts a korban, a chatas, let's say, having in mind that it's chulin, it won't be possible? And Pasuk says, "V'lo yekal los kodshei bnei Yisrael." The Kohenim should not desecrate the kodshim of the Jewish people. Eis asher yorimu l'Hashem, what they will raise up towards Hashem. In context, the pasuk is talking about truma. Among other things, we learn from that pasuk the concept that you're not allowed to eat tevel. They're not allowed to eat something that we will be lifting up and giving something to Hashem. But here we're doubting differently. The fact that it says lo yechal was kodshim bnei Yisrael, we learn from that kodshim mechal and kodshim ve'in chulin mechal and kodshim. Only one kind of kodshim can be mechal another, namely that we take a chatas and shecht it, having in mind that it's an oila, then that would make it possible. But chulin or not mechal or kodshim, so therefore, has nothing to do with the machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim before about the oven and the mechitza and all of that. It's strictly based on a specific din that applies here to korbanos. Tosfos points out we can actually learn both. The fact is it is talking about truma, but also the word kodshe is extra. It could have just said lo yichalul eis asher yorimu. They shouldn't desecrate what they're going to lift up and give to Hashem, which would imply then don't eat tevel. But now that we also have the word kodshe, then we can also use it for a din as far as kodshin. All right, well, the Gemara says now, let's take the logic the other way around then. Alma osakra apke mi kavachomer. Well, what are you telling me then? So you're saying you would have had a good kavachomer to say that chulin should be mechal kodshim, that shechting a chatas, having in mind that it's chulin, should in fact be possible. And now you're saying, no, the pasuk is telling you, zeros hakosiv, that it's not so. Well then, in that case, chochanami. Well then, in that case, once we see that kind of thing, leisi toche lapke mi kavachomer. Well then, in that case, why don't we use the same thing? That the pasuk had said that if something is in toichoi, is inside the oven, and we said that means not toich toichoi, and you're saying that so far we said it only works if it's inside another keli, but not if it's behind a mechitza in the other side of the oven, according to the Chachamim. Well, and Rabbi Eliezer had said that not because of his, so fine, it's because he has his kavachomer from the mess, so you should say the same kind of thing. Sure, you could say a kavachomer, but the word toichoi tells you not, And tells you that everything inside there is tomei, even if it's on the other side of the mechitza. Later, further down on the Omer, the Gemara explains that actually we have a few different things that we learn from the fact that it says toichoi and the fact actually that it says toichoi twice. We have various things that we learn from that. So you were saying there's a svara that it means only inside another keli, but not a mechitza, because not bas mine, it's not the same kind of thing, and it wouldn't prevent the tumah from spreading. But then Rabbi Eliezer tries to use a kavachomer to say that, and if I say that the kavachomer is not valid, well, anyway, why don't we just say we have a xeris hakosta from the word toichoi, and therefore it means that anything xeris hakosta from a mechitza won't work, but a keli will. Why are Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim both saying whatever applies to a mechitza is going to apply to a keli and vice versa? And the answer is, hay toichim, ibarilei la'oichim shegiblon betit. Fine, because the word toichoi we're going to use for a different kind of din. Suppose you take a piece of food and then knead it inside the clay. So now you have a piece of food inside of a bowl of clay. So there's no way, so no tumah is able to touch it. And then you took that food inside this clay envelope and you put it inside a tomei oven. So the fact is, it still becomes tomei. You would have thought that not. You might have thought, hoyo. Since it's impossible to make this food tomei by touching it, maybe it shouldn't become tomei in the airspace of the oven either. From Ashman, therefore, the word toichai, or the pasuk tells you that nevertheless, the fact is it is completely inside the oven, and the fact that you have this clay envelope around it doesn't matter. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer would use the word toichoi for that, and therefore, so he's not using it to slog up his kavachomer. Therefore, he still says, I have a valid kavachomer from Tumas Nes that mechitza or kelim should work when it comes to the oven, and not to draw a distinction based on the word toichoi between a mechitza and kelim. So that's that then. So, so the Gemara says, what about Rabbanon? So what did the Rabbanon answer to that? They say, they say a case like that, where you have oven, where you have food inside a clay envelope, inside an oven. You don't even need a pasuk for it. It's a pasuk for smarter that nevertheless, you're not going to say like a liyazi, yeah, but the tumah can't touch it. Therefore, the tumah shouldn't affect it. It doesn't work that way, said Rabbanon. So therefore, they have no problem saying that anyway, you don't need even a pasuk to tell you that it's going to mean that it's going to become tumah. Therefore, they say they don't need the pasuk to shlug up a kavakoymer. They don't hold a kavakoymer in the first place. And they can therefore say that only when it comes to a mechitz, that only when it comes to a keli, will it block the tumor, because teri-teri, but not a mechitz. Now the Gemara says, here's another contradiction between two dinim. Rabbi Yosef Ba'ami Lomid Shinu Kodesh HaShinu Bayavim Umashan. Rabbi Yosef Ba'ami pointed out that you have another seeming contradiction in the dinim of Korbanos between two different kinds of shinu. All this time that we've been talking about, Chatos, Shechter as Ola, etc., is called Shinri Oyd. He has in mind that's a different kind of Korban. Then you also have something called Shinri Bailin, which is that the Korban is being brought on behalf of Reuven, and the Kohen, who sprinkles the blood, who does whichever Avoda, has in mind that's behalf of Shimon. So the Yosef Ba'ami pointed out a seeming contradiction as far as those Dinim, or Mashani, and he also answered the contradiction. Mi Omer Rav, Chatos Sheshokta, Lashen Chatos, did Rav say that if a person shechted a chatos, having in mind that it's a chatos, sheva, then it's potter, and that would mean even if it was a chatos or a different kind of aveira. I mean, you have in the Sefer Krisus, you have 36 aveiras for what the person can be tied for. Most of them, a person would bring a chatos if he didn't return again. So there can be a person eats chaylev, a person eats dam, a person breaks Shabbos, there's a whole bunch of different ones. So now you could have conceivably where a person brings a chatos because he mistakenly ate chaylev, and the kohen, and then the person who shechts it, and the kohen who receives the blood, etc., having in mind that it's a chatos for dam. So Rav says later on in the parak that such a chatos will still be kosher. That's not considered a shinui kodesh. But l'shem ola psula, but if he shechts the chatos, having in mind that it's an ola, then it's possible. Alma. So again, we see another application of this mina and lav mina. The lav mina machri ba, the mina by machri ba. Here we seem to have the other way around. Something of a different kind means that an ola and a chatos are two different kinds of korban. After all, they're both korbanos, and before we called them mina, but the fact is they are different kinds of korbanos. But it sounds like the mina, when he's saying it's the same thing, one chatos and another chatos, they're both a chatos, so this for different averis, it sounds like loy machri ba doesn't mean it. Well, I'm a Rav, but doesn't Rav also say, Katas Shashokta, Al Mishim, Poy of Katas Psula? Rav also says in that connection that if a person were to Shech the Katas, having in mind somebody else who is Kayav Katas, it will be possible, because that's Shinri Bailam, that's having a different owner in mind. Al Mishim, Poy of Ola, but if he's Shechting it on behalf of somebody who's only Kayav and Ola, an Ola person, a person is usually not Chayav an Ola at all. An Ola is usually a Neder and a Dabba, but you can have later on in the parak that talks about a person was Ovan a Mitzvah Saseh, a person was Ovan a Lav from Nitzvah La'Esa. He doesn't have to bring a Korban for it, but he would want to bring an Ola for it, as Alfred puts it in the Geras HaTshuva, in order to be back in a kind of good graces. He should be more beloved and like Hashem like he was before the Avedon. Anyway, Rav says then that if a person were to shech the chatos on behalf of somebody who's not chayev a chatos at all, only on somebody who's chayev an oila, shever, and it's still kosher. Alma. So there we see the other way around. The bar mina machriba, the la mina loy machriba. So there it's the other way around. When you have a person of the same kind, he's chayev a chatos, then we're saying it ruins it. Reuven and Shimon are both chayev a chatos, and therefore having in mind Shimon instead of Reuven makes it wrong. But having in mind a different min, somebody who's chayev an ola doesn't mean. So how are we reconciling that? When do we say that mina means it and loy mina does not, and when do we say the other way around? Umishani and Rabbi Yosef Ba'ami answered. Plus, because the difference is like this. When it comes to Shinui Kodesh, when it comes to having a different carbon in mind, a different kind of carbon in mind, the Shachat Oysa Lachatas Amrachmana, The fact is, the Torah says he has to shecht it as a chatas. I'm sorry, chatas, the same chatas. So it's a chatas. He is having in mind that it's the same chatas. He's having in mind that it's a chatas for the wrong reason, dam instead of chelav. But that doesn't matter so much. The fact is, he's still fulfilling what the Torah says that he should shecht it as a chatas. The fact is, the chatas was shechted as a chatas. But as opposed to when it comes to Shinri Bailim, what's the source that Shinri Bailim makes it possible? The Chippur Olav Ksiv, the Pasuk says you should atone for him, Olav Loya Chaveroi, and when you say Olav implies but not on somebody else, well then, Chaveroi Jumya Dide, when we say Olav Loya Chaveroi, it would have to be that the Chaveroi is similar enough to him, to Mechoy of Kapara Kamosa, namely he's kind of the same kind of Kapara. So that's the difference, because it's based on different circles. One pasuk was we were saying that it has to be as a chatas, so as long as it's a chatas from time, and the other one we were saying it has to be for the same, and the other one where it has to be, and the other one we were saying if it's for a different person it's possible, but only if the different person is in the same category as him, namely the both chayv chatas. Okay. Now, yet another contradiction between dinim that we've been discussing so far. Rav Chaviv and Rami, Shinri Bailim, Atoich Toicho Lashani. Here we said that you have Shinri Bailim as an example of Mina and Lav Mina, and Toich Toicho, the case of the Kli Cheres and the Keli inside it versus the Mechitza inside it, is also a matter of Mina and Shaloi Mina. Or Mashani, and he answered the contradiction between them. Or Mia Marav Chatas Hashachta Al Mishim Mechoyev Chatas Psula Al Mishim Mechoyev Oilach Chera is Rav actually saying that if he shechts a chatas on behalf of somebody who's chayv a chatas, it'll be possible. But if it's for somebody who's chayv only an oilah it's potter. Alma, which as we just said, means mina machriba, lav mina le machriba, which means it ruins it only if it's mina. V'atanya, toicha v'loy toich toicha. But when it comes to klei cheres, it's the other way around. We were saying that on the contrary, a keli that's inside it, it saves the food from becoming tummy. After the klei shetef matzil, and it works even if it's a klei shetef, even if it's wood or metal or what have you, which can be toivah in a mikveh. Where we see therefore that fakir, that whether whether it's mina or whether it's lav mina, then it's going to save it. Whereas over here we're saying when it comes to shinui bailin, it's only going to work if it's lav mina. It's not going to work if the other bailin is mina. So how do we reconcile that? Well, Mashani, so Rav Chaviva answers, because there actually you have to consider that there are four times in effect where the Torah says toichai. Namely, twice in the Psukim it says toichai, v'chol kli cheres ashiyipa mem al toichai, kol asher v'soichai yidma, and each one of them, it didn't have to say toichai with a vav, it could have said toich. So toichai, the first toichai over here is in parenthesis. Toich, toichai, toich, toichai. The first time it says toichai, it could have said, it didn't have, it says the word toich, and then in addition it has the vav on top of it. And then later on in the pasuk also it said toy. So therefore, in effect, you can learn four dinim of it from it. You can learn four dinim. Chad the gufe. One of them tells us the basic din that a kli cheres becomes tomei only from its inside. Bechad the gzeira shav. The second one is being used for gzeira shav. That the fact that the Rashi refers to a Gemara in Chulin that says that since it says Toichai twice in that pasuk, then we're using it for Gzeira Shava, that just like the Kli Cheres is able to become Tomei from the Sheretz being inside it, so it's able to be Metame, other things that are inside it. Otherwise, you wouldn't know that a Kli Cheres is Metame. How do you know that food, Bechlau, inside a Kli Cheres that's Tomei, becomes Tomei, is we know it from that Gzeira Shava. Incidentally, the Gemara deals with over there the matter of, in that case, it comes out that we have only one of these Toichs is extra, the other one we need to learn another din over here, and that gets into the whole question of a greater shovel mufnim etzadechad mufnim eshnei tzadim and all that kind of fun. So the second one we're using for a greater shovel. V'chad, the third one, again, the two toichs and the two vogs are four things. The third one teaches us toichah shozeh v'lo toichah shalachar. Is teaching us only the toich of this one of klei cheres, but not the toich of any other keli. Namely, only klei cheres become tomei from their toich, from their inside, not other kinds of kelim, a wooden or metal or whatever keli will not become tomei by tumah touching it on the outside. Only klei they will become tomei by being touched on the outside, but only a kli cheres will become tomei by the tumah being inside it and not touching it. Again, like being suspended on a string or something inside it. That's what we learned from one of these toiches. The idach, and then the fourth one is what we said before, toiche, velo toich toiche. That means only what's directly inside the keli, not inside a keli. That's inside this tlicheres. And again, Rashi points out, you don't really need it to be teaching us about tlicheres. That if klicheres is like that, half inside, half outside the oven, you don't even need the vob for that, because again, it's not going to be able to become tomei. The food is inside a keli, where only the outside of it is facing the truma, and we just said klicheres don't become tomei from the outside. So it has to be that extra vob is teaching us about klishetef, that they work precisely to tell us that even though it's that even though it's lav mine, nevertheless loy machriba, that we would have thought lav machriba, we should ignore it because it's a different min, and the result would be that we should consider the food to actually be inside the plicheres, inside the oven itself, and therefore so we're saying that no, matzah does save it, and therefore so that's what we're learning from that. So only over there do we say that the pasuk is specifically telling us with one of these toiches that there's no difference between mina and lav mina, but we can't apply that to other cases, which is why when he shechts the korban having in mind somebody else who is not who's chayav achatas, then it will be possible even precisely because it's mina, and mina is going to ruin the korban and make it possible. Only lav mina, only when the person has, if the person is anyway not chayav achatas, then we'll say it's kosher, then we're going to ignore lav mina, and it's going to prevent the we'll ignore it, and the korban will not be possible. The korban will be fine.
Yeah.